You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Lock Haven. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In Lock Haven, we paired with a college journalism class and had students find someone interesting to interview. Today, Lock Haven University student Corinne Wallace talks with her boyfriend Troy Hester about growing up in a rough neighborhood in West Philadelphia and his transition to Lock Haven.
Can you give me a little insight on the area you're from?
Well, I'm from West Philadelphia, and like, it's not really a good place. Like where I'm from, like you see abandoned houses everywhere. Like if you go even walk to a corner store, you don't see nobody but like selling drugs or just see a lot of violence every day. You know, it's been times where me and one of my cousins, we were younger, we got up early in the morning to go get some breakfast, and then now we're in the middle of a shootout. Like, it's bad. It makes you not wanna go anywhere. And at the same time, like, growing up as kids, that's all they see. So it's like, if I see my older brother, even dad sometimes, in the street, like, selling drugs and killing and all that, and then they think it's cool, and then they revert to that. And so now it's like a cycle that just don't stop.
What has your transition been like from Philadelphia to Lock Haven?
It's been really hard because being here in Lock Haven, somebody can say something and it can be like completely harmless, but because of where I'm from, I'll take that a different way. But then it's like I gotta realize like, I'm not back in Philly. It's just hard because I lived there for 18 years of my life before I came to Lock Haven. So that transition, like, it wasn't anything easy. Like, I'm still going through that transition now. Also, what makes it hard is that I know that I have to go back to Philly. If I get too far out of that mindset, it's like when I go back to Philly, where I know bad things every day happen, and because I got out of that mindset, can something potentially happen to me.
Was there someone that you looked up to when you were younger?
Yeah, I looked up to my oldest brother. He's the only brother I got. Like, even though like he was in the streets doing whatever he was doing, it didn't matter. Anything he wanted to do, I wanted to do it because I really looked up to him.
Where is your brother now?
My brother is incarcerated right now because he wasn't able to change his life like I did.
You and your brother grew up in the same household. You both lived two completely different lives. How did that happen?
My dad told us, he said, I'm going to take y'all to go play football. And I went, and my brother didn't. But the fact of me, like, playing football, like, I had to have good grades. I had to stay out of trouble. And my brother didn't, like, have that motivation. All he knew was the street. So all I had was my dad. At first, I thought like he was just being like a mean dad, being on my back, but he was always on my back for a reason. Like, I do most of the things I do today for my dad because I just like to see him proud. I just like to see him smile.
Is there anything that your dad ever did or said to you that you still hold on to?
Yeah, he just tell me no matter what I do, he always going to be proud of me no matter what path I take in life, because at the end of the day, I'm still his son.
What is your proudest moment so far?
I would say getting accepted to college, because where I'm from, like, you'll be lucky if you graduate high school. So the fact that I was able to get accepted to college and actually attend college was definitely a proud moment for me.
What do you plan on doing with your business administration degree?
I want to open up my dad's tire shop because he always wanted one of those. So when I'm opening my business, I just want to take everybody out the hood and show them that it's more than life than just selling drugs and being in the streets.
Lock Haven University student Corinne Wallace talks with fellow student Troy Hester. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.